Well, I tell you, I'm a relieved young man because, you know, I was worried about what was happening down there at Maple Leaf Gardens, and I was afraid somebody was really bad hurt, namely Sweet Daddy Seeky. But it looks like they're getting ready, and they're ready to jump in a ring, and they were going to have a little discussion ahead of time as to what to expect on the fight. And I thought Terry might have just taken it out on Sweet Daddy, man, and ripped him to shreds before they even got in the ring. But we're all set to go down to ringside now at Maple Leaf Gardens. And come in, Maple Leaf Gardens.
This is Jane Elson along with
Dave Wright at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Dave, that was some kind of a match we just witnessed between the Love Brothers. If that's any indication of the action we can expect tonight, we're in for a big night, believe you me.
Well, Jay, of course, we're here. Apparently, Chums Terry Steele is going to go ahead with it. He's going to meet Sweet Daddy Seeky here in just a few moments. And of course, it's all for the United Way. But Jay, I tell you this, I honestly didn't believe that Terry would go through with it. Now, when you consider what we've seen here tonight, the bloodletting of the Sheik going against Tiger Geet Singh, and then just a moment ago, the Loves Brothers.
These are mayhem. These are two incredible people. We had to leave our broadcast position here a couple of times.
That's true.
Save the equipment and the microphones. And we're waiting now for the arrival of Chums Terry Steele. And I'm going to work my way up to ringside here in just a moment. Okay?
Okay, so you take it now. We'll do it. Anyway, in just a moment, we're going to have Terry Steele coming in here. Jay is going to go up into the ring. The crowd is starting the chant now, and we hope to have Terry here at any moment if he is going to show at all. Yeah. And to be perfectly honest with you, after what we've seen here tonight at Maple Leaf Gardens, I wouldn't blame him one little bit if he decided to call the whole thing off and give a catch. Here comes Sweet Daddy Seeky. Big round of applause for Sweet Daddy Seeky. And he has got there. Here he comes. He's being carried into the ring. Chums Terry Steele. And behind him is his entourage of six beautiful young ladies throwing rose petals in his wake. And Terry Steele was brought out on a chair carried by four of the garden ushers. And there's six beautiful young ladies, Lori, Sue, Sherry, Elaine, Jenny, and Jackie. And
thank you.
They're circling around
Sweet
the ring
Daddy,
now.
Sweet Daddy, we're on the air.
Terry Steele with his silver
cape. We're putting the podcast on the air. You have anything to say to the fans before you go into the ring with our...
He has the silver cape.
He's our guy, Terry Steele.
Right
well,
now,
the only thing I can say
Jay Nelson,
is he on the air tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon?
He's supposed to be on the air.
That's right. He's supposed to be on the air tomorrow. So we'll see, okay?
Are you still trying to intimidate us?
Let's just wait until we get started out here.
Okay, can I tell you something now?
Right ahead.
Okay, any unusual methods that you use tonight, we have all the chum disc jockeys around the ringside, and I'll tell you something right now. You try anything funny, and we'll be in this ring, okay?
Well, let's put it this way. When I finish with him, any chum disc jockey want to jump in the ring, let him come on in. I'll take him on.
Okay, I may be first, okay? Okay. Okay, Terry, come on over. How do you feel?
Like a bear!
Bear, bear! Ladies and gentlemen, what more can I say? It's all for United Way. Terry's got his trainer. This is a magnificently built human being. Look at that. Okay, I'm going to leave ringside now. Dave, back to you now.
Hey, we're back down to ringside now, and we're fast approaching the time when Chums Terry Steele will be going against Sweet Daddy Seeky. And the introduction is going on right at the moment. That's the introduction for Sweet Daddy Seeky. Terry Steele, meanwhile, is doing the smart thing. He's going around talking to his girls. Mix emotions there from the introduction of Terry Steele, and we have a couple of fellas here at ringside while we're waiting for Jay to come back. And the first one that I want to introduce is Redney.
Yes, I'm just down here because Dave, I just love these big wrestlers. They're so huge. Have you ever seen any guys like them? Do you know the trunks and everything? Oh, it's just magnificent.
Right.
Do you mind if I take my ringside seat?
No, just a minute.
Okay.
You're interested in the Love Brothers.
Oh, I am too. Do you know they actually
What?
They really like each other. I think that's marvelous. They're all human beings, you know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Shrubney.
Dave, I'm back at ringside.
Pat Flanagan is going to be the referee. And by the way, Chums Terry Steele, besides his six lovely assistants here, he also has Cannonball Watson as trainer.
Who? Cannonball Watson is?
Who is Cannonball?
I have no idea.
You mean Whipper Billy?
Whoever he is, he's out there. And right
Cannonball.
Now.
Cannonball.
And Pat Flanagan is giving them the instructions as to what he can do and what he can't do.
This is something. I'm going over, Dave, and try to hear what they're saying. Okay, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't know what the referee is. Terry's trainer is trying to explain something now. We're trying to find out. Just Pat, could I see you for a minute? Could you come ringside for a minute? Pat, all of the regular rules of wrestling will apply here tonight, will they?
Oh, absolutely. All the Marcus of Queensbury wrestling rules will apply tonight as any other night here at the Maple Leaf Garden.
And you'll be watching for unfair holes and everything like that?
Completely unbiased. I'm the official, and that is what it will be.
Okay, we just heard from Pat Flanagan. Pat, of course, is the referee tonight. We've just had the reading of the rules. Dave, back to you now. We just talked with Pat Flanagan over there. Pat tells us that this will be fought under regular wrestling conditions. It's Marcus of Queensbury rules, of course. No holes barred.
Okay, now there's...
Okay.
Terry has just taken off his cape, and yep. He is a sight, isn't he?
Oh, he's magnificent. He's really, for a disc jockey, he's a... now he's... I've never seen anything like this. Now he's hitting his trainer. I don't understand. I think Terry... Oh, wait a minute. Now what is this?
Terry is trying to get in shape by skipping rope.
I think he shouldn't have done this before tonight.
Yet.
Okay.
Okay, here we're all getting ready. Set to go. Let's go. Where's the bell? No, we're still waiting.
He's got some beautiful assistants with him, hasn't he? I haven't seen Muhammad Ali or anybody. Okay, here they come.
Here they come. All right, here we go. Right now at the moment, Sweet Daddy Siki is chasing Terry Steele around the ring. And this is Terry's tactics, because the longer he stays, of course, Jay, the more money he makes for the United Way. And he's taking... Oh, look at him.
There's a headlock.
After Siki.
Headlocked
by Terry Steele, but he's down and over. And he's got him. Okay. Sweet Daddy Siki is on top of him now, but...
That's a leg hold. That's a leg hold he's got on him now.
Terry's got the ropes. Come on,
good man. Good man. Has to break it up. Siki's playing it fair now.
He broke clean.
He backed off.
Watch
Terry Steele is going around, and now he's starting his running around the ring again with Sweet Daddy Siki right after him. And, Terry tried a low tackle.
Yep.
But it was an Argo tackle, missed by about 2 feet.
This looks like it's a battle of beef, Dave.
It's a what?
A battle of beef.
A battle of beef.
Terry's got the ropes again.
Again, Sweet Daddy Siki was on top of 1 minute. Hey! Terry Steele has lasted 1 minute with him.
He got the
ropes, and now again.
Dave, between you and I wouldn't turn my back on Sweet Daddy Siki the way Terry's doing. I think that's just going to be his undoing tonight. He's turned his back on him several times. I think you better watch for that, because I think it could be Terry's undoing in this match. Ooh.
That hurt. Terry was just flipped over by Sweet Daddy Siki, who was kind enough to let him back up again, but somehow... Terry's stomach. Look at his back.
What's going on?
His back is red as a beet.
I'm going to try and get Pat Flanagan to tell me what's going on here.
For some reason, Terry has gone over to his corner, which is a wise move. And his trainer, Cannonball Watson, is trying to tell him something. Now they're back in the ring again.
Dave, I couldn't get over to find out.
Terry is... another. again...
it looks like one of this young a redhead hitting Sweet Daddy in the back.
I didn't see that. Did one of the girls give him a belt?
Hit him on the
Sweet
back.
Sweet Daddy.
He likes that, I think. I think he's going to go back over for more.
Sweet Daddy's looking. Yeah, he does have a smile on his
Terry
face.
Terry kisses the redhead.
And Sweet Daddy is still looking around. Now they start once again. And it's Terry Steele running away. But now Terry's going right in after him. He's not backing off at all. Now he's down with Siki on top. Siki is on top of him, and Terry Steele is turned over on his stomach.
Terry
he
gets out of bounds again.
He gets
those ropes pretty well.
He calls that his eel shuffle.
The eel shuffle
to the ropes. Now they're back on their feet again. And Terry is up on the shoulders.
It's going to be a spin.
It is. Terry's going around and around. Terry and up and over, down, out. And Siki's on top of him. Two, three. It's over.
Oh, boy. What a match.
It's over. And Siki put the top spin on Terry Steele. And Terry is down. And he's down. The standing ovation, though. And now the St. James, St. John's ambulance. The St. John ambulance coming in. Now up to Jay at ringside.
Is there anybody else? That's in Chum Radio.
I'll tell you something right now.
Want to wrestle me?
I'll tell you something right now. You fought fair and square. They're taking our man out of here in a stretcher. You used all of your wrestling skill and science, and I congratulate you. You're a gentleman. No one could ever say that Sweet Daddy Siki was not a man of his word.
Jay, you notice, I wrestle him clean and scientific. There was no punch thrown.
No, there wasn't.
Because actually, I didn't need to.
Yeah.
I knew what he was going to do before he even did it. Okay.
He doesn't know nothing about wrestling. Okay. Well, thank you, Sweet Daddy. Before you take him, Terry, can you bring him over here a minute? I want to talk to him. Bring him over here. Terry, can you make it on the air tomorrow?
I don't know. Okay. We'll soon find out.
What was that, Terry?
It's 10:04 on Chum.
Okay.
And here's Olivia Newton-John.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Okay.
Okay, Jay.
Dave, back to you now.
Well, they're wheeling Terry underneath the ropes now. And there's the round of applause as Terry Steele is carted off by the St. John's ambulance on a stretcher.
You might tell your audience.
Trailing along with his trainer and Cannonball Watson.
Terry may not make it out of here tomorrow.
And so, Terry Steele did it. I didn't think he'd do it. Jay, what was the official time on that?
What was the official time? 2 minutes and 57 seconds.
2 minutes, 57 seconds. A lot longer than I expected him to go.
I was up in the ring. Sweet Daddy worked up quite a sweat. But I'll tell you something right now. Terry is in pretty tough shape.
Is he? he wasn't too good going in.
We can laugh about it down here, but he's in pretty tough shape. He got some pretty good holes thrown on him, and I congratulated Sweet Daddy for doing such a fine job. But, you know, I don't know the Chum management. I hope they're responsible for what happens after this. Now, he was carried off by the St. John's ambulance people. If his wife is listening, I just want her to know he was conscious.
He was?
I think he knew. He said, it's 10:06 on Chum, and here's Olivia Newton-John. That's the last I heard.
Well, the six attendants that he had tonight should help him get back into things. Okay.
Dave, I know you're going to get up in the morning. I'm going to get up in the morning. So for Dave Wright, along with our technical crew here at Maple Leaf Gardens, this is Jay Nelson. We thank Frank Tunney and the promoters, and we really had a great time. And it's been wrestling night in Canada.
Is God's carpenter!
And CHUM 1050 Toronto.